Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Pel Yoitz, Ois Beis, Shem 174, on the very important topic of batolo, of not wasting time, and the value of time. And I had mentioned the story. I want to share the story with you about the Chavetz Chaim, when there was someone in the yeshiva, which actually was none other than Rav Naftali Trop, the Rosh Yeshiva himself, in the yeshiva of the Chavetz Chaim, who was unfortunately deathly ill. And the Talmidim of the yeshiva were going around gathering time from their life, putting together like a spreadsheet. Who will give how much of their life? And they're going to go and dive into Hashem and say, Hashem, please heal Reb Naftali. And we're giving of our life this amount of time to his life. And someone had mentioned after the shir that we find this by Adam. Adam HaRishon. He gave 70 years of his life. He had 1,000 to start with, right? He gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. I believe the Medrash says David was supposed to live around 3 hours. And Adam was given this ability to see what David could be. And he gave 70 years of his life. Fine. So they went to the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim was very old those days. And they asked him how much time, if he can join in, and how much time of his life will he give to heal and give more life to this person. And he gave a full 60 seconds, 1 minute. The Chavetz Chaim said, I will give you 1 minute of my life for his life. So the Talmidim figured he must not have heard us clearly and correctly, because he only gave a minute of his life. So they repeated the question a second time. And he gave the same answer the second time. I'm giving 1 minute. And he saw the confusion on their face. To which he explained, he said, I heard you the first time. And I also heard you the second time. And let me explain something to you. If we would value what time is, we would see how precious it is. And that was the lesson the Chavetz Chaim was teaching. Not that you shouldn't give to other people, but realize the gift of time Hashem has given us. There is a term, an expression that people say. The same way chazer is treif. It's treif, chazer is treif. There's an expression that we don't realize that sometimes it creeps into our society as well, and we say it also. A person has time to kill. Time to kill. It's a time to kill. You're killing the time. Time's killing you. What is that? I don't know. Basically, person's like, I have nothing to do right now. You could do whatever. If we value what time is, and this is what the Pelos is teaching us over here. A person was brought into this world. Rashi tells us in the beginning of Bereishis. Why is this world created? Bishvil Yisrael Shenikras Reishis. For the Jewish people that are called Reishis, the first. Rashi also says over there because of Eretz Yisrael, this is called as ours as well. And that's not for now. And Bishvil HaTorah Shenikras Reishis. And for the Torah that's called the first. And there's a Shidduch over here. There's a Shidduch. The Jewish people and the Torah. That's the Shidduch. And we have to know this. And if we have time on our hands, we have to utilize it in the best way possible. The Pel Yoitz is telling us over here that people, they waste their time in idle chatter. They sit around and do nothing. You know, I want to tell you something. I have a phone in front of me. And this phone, Baruch Hashem, it's used as a recorder. and we send out the shiurim on this phone to the WhatsApp groups, to the podcast, to other websites. Baruch Hashem. And it goes around the world. Chasdei Hashem. But I want to tell you something. This machine, you have to be very careful. I'm not talking about the bad things. I'm talking about wasting time. That bad thing I'm talking about. It has this ability to grab people in. And you look back and you say, wow, that was an absolute 100% waste of time. And there's a little secret I'm going to tell you here. That time cannot be brought back. It's gone. It's gone forever. We're going to stop here, but I just want to share with you one time, one situation where you can bring time back. You ready for this? One scenario where you can bring time back. How is that possible? How can you bring time back? Time goes, how can you bring it back? And I'll tell you how. And then, Mitzvah Shem, next week, we're going to pick up from this piece of Batolo to finish this topic. The Chofetz Chaim says, when you do chesed, when you do acts of kindness, what are you doing? You're giving of your time. You're helping somebody, giving advice, spending time helping them fix up, whatever the chesed might be. That's your time you are giving to that person, to that organization. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you do not lose anything. Because the amount of time that you put in, Hashem says, measure for measure, mida keneged mida, I will give you that time back. Now look at this. Look what you just gained. You just did an act of chesed. One of the greatest mitzvahs Hashem gives us is to do chesed. You did that mitzvah and you lose nothing. Because Hashem says, I'm giving you that time back. That's the one example where you spend time on something and you do not lose that time.